We move now up into the mountains in the Gallatin Valley, bringing you the sounds of the Bozeman Symphony Orchestra. We'll be hearing from a 2020 performance of the Fourth Symphony of Johannes Brahms throughout this session. And I had a chance to talk again with their fairly newly appointed music director, Norman Wynn, about this new season of his. We have on the line with us a relatively newcomer to these parts and to music in the inland and intermountain Northwest, Norman Wynn, who is the music director of the Bozeman Symphony Orchestra. He has been with the orchestra now, it's a year and...
some change. It was June of 2020 that I came on as music director.
Okay, very good. We have been able to welcome you in a way before, but again, welcome, Norman, and welcome to your first full season with the orchestra, actually on stage with audience.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me again. I'm looking forward to chatting.
This is, in a way, your debut with the orchestra, because you arrived all ready to go, and then, for the most part, it just didn't happen for a year. Do you feel that this is, well, it is obviously a new beginning, but do you feel there's a way in which this is your debut with the orchestra coming up?
Yeah, I do. We've had some concerts where I've worked with the Winds, and the two live stream performances we did last season were just strings, but this is going to be my first time with the full orchestra and having everyone on stage, and it's kind of almost been over a year now in the making to where I can finally see my new orchestra that I'm music director for in the Bozeman Symphony. And so it's very exciting. I'm very much looking forward to bringing everyone together and just making music again for the love of it and sharing it with our audience here.
In spite of it all, have you been able to work with connecting your orchestra with the community in the time that you've been able to spend in Bozeman?
Yes. So we've continued to do a lot of smaller productions and sort of more a mix and test into a new series that we're wanting to introduce called Bozeman Symphony Presents. But essentially, it's bringing in artists who are outside of the classical music genre. And so in August, we had a string quartet with a singer-songwriter named Kishibashi, who is actually from Washington, the Seattle area, and an outdoor concert out in front of a beautiful barn, wonderful Montana setting. And we had just over 500 folks there outdoors. So it was that was a really wonderful way to connect with some of our loyal audiences, but a lot of new folks came out to hear members of our Bozeman Symphony and Kishibashi perform. And we've also done another, continued our Ranch Around series, where we perform chamber music at ranches around Gallatin Valley. So there's been some touch points with our audience, but it's all, of course, building to our opening weekend, which is next weekend, of bringing the full orchestra together for the first time in a year and a half.
Right. And so the big date is September 25th at 7:30, and then a repeat of the performance the following day, Sunday the 26th, at 2:30. Back home in a Wilson Auditorium in Bozeman. And it's a great opening program that features the work of someone who I was able to talk with earlier, your composer in residence, Scott Lee. There's going to be a world premiere on that program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the first, this season is actually the first season that I've been able to curate as music director. And I thought a lot about this first program because I wanted it to sort of be a glimpse into the kind of repertoire that the Bozeman audience can expect from us under my baton. And I have a huge passion for contemporary music by music written by living composers. And so Scott Lee and I went to the Peabody Institute together as grad students. But since then, we've both had our own sort of carved our own paths. He's gone out to Tanglewood Music Center as a composition fellow, the Aspen Music Festival. I love his music, his language, the way he writes for orchestra. So I brought him to come out and experience Bozeman and talk to the folks that live here and drive around and see the beautiful landscape and to be inspired and write a piece for us about Bozeman, and that's inspired by Bozeman. So he's done just that. It's a piece called The Last Best Place, which is a Montana saying, and it's filled with, you know, I was expecting really sort of this just, I was like, okay, Scott, you know, you come out, you're going to be really inspired by the land and the beauty. And so what he ended up writing were wonderful sort of Western ostinato, this bum-ba-ga-dum-ba-ga-dum-ba-ga-dum that's played throughout the piece, and the piece is sort of opens up with the morning bustle of the city. An element that he talks about in his program notes is some of the themes that he's heard from people is this sense that Bozeman is growing extremely rapidly. And so with that, like a lot of places around the country, there's this underlying sense of anxiety that it might be too fast and that affordable housing is sort of extremely limited now. And he wrote that into the piece. And I thought that was kind of bold of him. And I respect that a lot. And the sort of central theme that is pervasive throughout, where we're reminded of, is this theme of the Bridger Mountains. Still, it's ominous. It's been here for centuries. And that kind of brings us back into, helps us to forget all of life's troubles. And you can't help but be immersed in this incredible landscape. And so to me, I think he did a great job depicting all aspects of Bozeman. And I'm enjoying learning the piece, and I can't wait to share this music with our audience and the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. When will the orchestra get their first look at it?
Well, they've had the parts now for a couple of weeks, but our first rehearsal is next Monday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that'll be a signal event for the orchestra. We're listening to a conversation with Bozeman Symphony Orchestra Norman Wynn, part of our celebration of Symphony Week here on Spokane Public Radio. On this same program, there's music of Samuel Barber, a concerto of his, but not the one that you might expect. That's his cello concerto. And the soloist is Julian Schwartz. Is Julian Schwartz a player who you have worked with much in the past, extensively? Or,
you know, I've never met Julian. I've heard nothing but great things about him through colleagues of mine. And from the recordings that I've heard and things that I've heard, seen online, he's an incredibly talented cellist. And this piece by Barber, as you said, is rarely programmed because of how challenging it is for the cellist and the orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's technically challenging. It's really difficult to bring out the meaning behind the music. You have to really know the characters and moods that Barber writes, and they can sort of flip on a dime, which makes it difficult to be able to switch personalities, per se, of the music very quickly. And so it's a monster cello work, and definitely a piece that the Bozeman Symphony has never performed before. So it is a mm-hmm. Bozeman Symphony premiere, which I'm excited about.
All right. You're really showing the strengths of the orchestra as you do tackle two pieces that had not been heard before on your first program. Good for you. Then we settled into, for the rest of the program, something as familiar as perhaps the others are not, the Tchaikovsky Four. Is this a particular favorite of yours?
It is. I've known this piece now since I first came across it in my undergraduate studies. And it's one of those pieces, I'm sure anybody who loves Tchaikovsky will say the Tchaikovsky's Fourth is one of their favorite Tchaikovsky symphonies. And I chose this piece in particular because of this message of this Beethoven sort of theme of going from dark to light, this fate theme and overcoming that fate. And that's what Tchaikovsky does with this piece of music. I thought a lot about what is the statement that we want to make to our audience for our first concert back. And Tchaikovsky's Fourth just made the most sense. It describes almost emotionally what we've all been through in the last year and a half, this sort of ominous fate scene that continuously has risen in our lives, and in dealing with COVID, and that's always sort of coming back and hitting us in many different ways. But like all great symphonic works, and particularly this one, we overcome that. And I think it's a wonderful metaphor to what I think the human race will do with this, is to essentially come through as better people and a stronger race.
Well, it's a wonderful sense of hope that you project there. And the program itself has this real sense, for two obvious reasons, the two pieces that are unfamiliar, but then the Tchaikovsky as well. There's a wonderful sense of hope that comes out of this. I'm sure that your audiences will sense that, and it'll carry them on through whatever else might be coming at us these days. It's a great way. Congratulations. It's a great way to begin your season. We will come back and talk more about other things that are happening on your season, because it is an exciting one that includes things like the Jupiter Symphony of Mozart and also Scheherazade, a real audience fave for many years. And then everything culminating next year, next May, with the performance of that piece, the Beethoven 9. So it's a great season that is going to be happening with the Bozeman Orchestra. Norman Wynn, again, congratulations for the work that you've done to date, and best wishes for just a smashing opening and a wonderful rest of your season.
Thank you for having me, Jim, and I look forward to coming back and saying hello again to you and all your listeners.
My great thanks to Bozeman Symphony Orchestra Music Director Norman Wynn for joining us in that interview session. We were a little bit pressed for time, so we were not able to highlight a couple of the other fall programs of the Bozeman Orchestra. And making up for that right now, we have a program that comes up on Halloween weekend, the 30th and the 31st of October. And on that program, there's music of Carl Maria von Weber, the Overture to Die Freischütz, also the Piano Concerto No. 3 in C major by Sergei Prokofiev with soloist Rodolfo Leone. And then a big piece to round things out, the Symphonie Fantastique, music of Hector Berlioz. And then in November, the Bozeman Orchestra presents a program with a guest artist with an instrument that you don't see in the soloist chair too often, the euphonium, and the player, Demondre Thurman. On that program will be the Carnival Overture of Antonin Dvorak and an orchestra world premiere of Anthony Barfield's Heritage Concerto for euphonium and orchestra. Rounding things out, Johannes Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D. You can find out more about the Bozeman Symphony Orchestra at bozemansymphony.org. I'm Jim Tevenin. Thanks so much for listening to Symphony Week here on Spokane Public Radio.